From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, in for Alex Chadwick. It's Columbus Day today, the day celebrating, or mourning in some circles, Christopher Columbus's arrival on these shores. For our lead, we turn to Washington and Slate's founding editor, Michael Kinsley, who is with us every Monday to give us his analysis of the news. Good to talk to you, Mike.
You too, Madeline. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, this week the House and Senate are expected to vote on the $87 billion package for operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. $20 billion of that is a grant for reconstruction in Iraq. And the news out of Iraq seems to be consistently bad. Over the weekend, a car bomb killed six people in front of the Baghdad Hotel, and that's the hotel where people involved in the U.S. civil administration of Iraq stay. Also, today, another U.S. soldier was killed, this time by a landmine in northern Iraq. Mike, President Bush is giving a number of TV interviews today saying he's annoyed at what he calls the media filter about the news coming out of Iraq. What's going on?
Yes, he thinks the news is bad because the media are reporting the bad news and not reporting the good news.
Uh-huh.
And he calls it a filter. Everyone with a message to get out would like to be able to deliver it unfiltered. And nobody has more power to do that than the President of the United States. He can give a speech and get all the TV networks to carry it. Everything he says gets quoted. But there are limits, even on the President. There are countries where the leader does get to give his speeches and have them reprinted in full with no commentary and put on television without interruption. Those are dictatorships like Iraq. And that's not how it works here, and I don't think that's how even President Bush really wants it to work.
And he also says he doesn't read the newspapers. He only gets the news from his advisors.
Yes, he actually is complaining about this filter in both directions. He doesn't like his message getting filtered when it's going out, and he doesn't like the filter of the media when the news is coming into him. It's a strange thing, though, because where does he think his advisors get the news?
Right.
They get it from the newspapers and magazines, the media, and they pass it on to him. Secondly, they're a filter, and I think it's a little dangerous for the leader of a country to be isolated to that degree. They are isolated anyway. It's a problem for all of them. And to in advance say, I'm only going to listen to the news as interpreted by my advisors, I think is a double filter and not very healthy.
And he's risking getting only the news that his people want him to hear, not the bad things.
Sure, sure. I've been an advisor and assistant to people, and it's only natural that you spin for your boss.
Speaking about spinning, the other story coming out of Washington is who leaked the name of the CIA operative to the media. People are playing the whodunit game, I suppose, but a lot of people inside the Beltway actually know who it is.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I'm the only person who doesn't have a clue. On CNN last week, there was Bob Novak, the man who published the original leak, and a bunch of other journalists discussing how we should proceed to investigate who leaked this story. And should there be a special prosecutor? Should there be an independent counsel? And Bob was sitting there, and he knows the answer. And he wasn't saying it for reasons that most people think are good, and I guess I do too. At least six journalists received this leak. I think at least six times six are claiming to be one of them. The people in the White House who made the leak, or the CIA, wherever it was, presumably know who it was. It's a very odd thing. Everyone is geared up for an investigation of something which it seems like practically everyone knows.
So maybe we need another leak. The other way.
Well, I would like a leak. Do you ever get leaks?
Never.
No, my feelings are hurt.
Yeah. Slate founding editor Michael Kinsley, he joins us every Monday to give us his take on the news. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Madeline.